Let's face it, sherry is not the most respected of wines, but maybe that's because we just don't understand it. Talia Baiocchi is editor-in-chief of Punch, an online magazine about wine, spirits, and cocktails. She's also the author of Sherry. But Baiocchi wasn't always the expert. Oh, no.
It was in high school, a car full of 16-year-old girls on Pacific Coast Highway in Southern California, Laguna Beach, in a parking lot waiting for a vulnerable 21-year-old. And we found one, a stoned, probably, surfer who'd wandered in. We asked him to get us a bottle of Bailey's to make milkshakes, and he came back out with a bottle of Harvey's Bristol Cream, this thick, viscous, sweet sherry. And I didn't think about it ever again after that. That was the first and last for many, many years that I thought about sherry, because it was, you know, not a great experience. I had, you know, fallen in love with wine in college, got very interested in it, had gone to Italy for 3 months, traveled, worked the harvest, and I came back and I started working at a wine shop here in New York. And fortuitously, there was a block away a place called Bar Jamón in Casamona, which at this time, which is back in 2007, was one of the few places that actually served sherry. They'd always have the bottles of sherry sort of lined up on the bar. And one day I was like, you know what, I want to try some sherry. And the bartender poured me a glass of Oloroso, served chilled. And I remember that moment so specifically, because I immediately had this reaction, which was, what in the hell is this? It's something that smells like it, you know, it's so nutty and rich and walnutty and has this sort of like candied orange peel aroma. And your brain thinks, well, this is going to be sweet. And you taste something like Oloroso that's completely dry, and you go, your brain just completely flips out. You know, if you're used to drinking red and white wine, you're going, what is this brown wine? And how does this fit into like my understanding of wine? So Oloroso was the first. And then I tried Fino, this pale yellow, beautiful, incredibly dry, steely kind of wine that forms the beginning of the sherry spectrum. Amontillado being somewhere in between Oloroso and Fino. And then Palo Cortado, somewhere in between Oloroso and Amontillado. So I started to understand this whole spectrum of sherries, from dry to very, very sweet. And it took me a while to sort of see sherry as a wine and not something fundamentally different. The Sherry Triangle, which is where sherry comes from, the Marco de Jerez, is about 100 miles from Sevilla as the crow flies. So you're talking about southwestern Spain. You know, this is tiny little kind of swath of land and three towns, San Lucar de Barrameda, Jerez de la Frontera, and El Puerto de Santa Maria. And these are the three towns that form the three points of the Sherry Triangle. It is a really special part of the world that has been, you know, stomping ground for explorers during the 15th and 16th century, a revolving door for artists and poets from all over the world. It's just this incredible part of Spain that I think is so dedicated to a certain lifestyle and a leisure. And I always say about Sanlúcar, like, they don't really serve sherry by the glass like they do in Jerez. It's, you know, it's by the half bottle. And if you don't have time for a half bottle of sherry, you don't have time for lunch.
Talia Baiocchi spoke with producer Alex Galifant. Her new book is called Sherry.